Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy day after the holiday, gentlemen. We are we're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing, and it's amazing, you know, when you're sitting there at a bar stool with your workmates that certain ideas are hatched
and quickly.
I mean, quickly you have you have certain creative juices. We talked about the window. The buzzed window of opportunity.
My mom was so fascinated by
yes,
this.
Yeah, there's a creative for this. If you're a writer, a director, you're an artiste of some kind, you have a small little window of creativity that opens when there's some sort of substance being ingested.
Or if you're a space buff, it's that same window, that window of reentry that the space shuttles have.
Very narrow.
Very narrow.
And on either side, all is lost.
It can be dangerous.
That's right. In the world of comedy, if you're on either side of that window, disaster can occur. And I probably shouldn't be setting it up like this because actually...
No, Mike, I think teasing disaster is the way to set up this
bit. But no, because I'm setting it up by saying to myself, that this is a good thing that was created. I think you and I very quickly.
Yes.
Well, you know what? We could talk about it till we were blue in the face.
We could.
Let's not do Inside the Comedy Mind. Let's instead get right to a brand new feature hatched over the weekend at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara, a new character force that I think you're going to enjoy this for many, many years to come as we present the Southern Bells. Well, 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 how was your Memorial Day weekend? Did you enjoy yourself?
Always, but you know what? There's only one problem.
What's that?
Too short.
Aren't they always? Those holidays, they just seem to fly by so, so fast.
How is it that sometimes a three-day weekend seems somehow shorter than a two-day weekend?
It's silly, but I felt the same way. Mm. I just don't understand that. It almost makes me feel like the regular work week is going to be even more tasking.
I understand. How did you observe?
I did my usual. We had a little BBQ at the homestead, and we had some of the help bring up some lovely, lovely spare ribs that were just mouth-watering.
Lovely. Desmond made sausage.
Did he really?
He was up all night grinding.
Oh, Desmond knows his way with spices, doesn't he?
He does. And you know what?
How long has he been in your employ?
Desmond, when did we take him on? I believe it was 1980.
1980? He's been with you ever since?
Yeah, nearly 20 years.
Oh, bless his heart. Oscar, how was your Memorial Day? Did you enjoy it?
It was great.
Thank you.
Did you have anything to drink?
I did. I had a mint julep. Foster presented them just the way he always does.
How long have you been with Foster?
Foster and I, we've been from the 1960s. He raised me.
Nearly 30 years.
He raised me. He raised me from when I was a small boy.
I remember, but you're a girl.
Yes. This is true.
Or is this something you haven't told me?
I'm sorry, I left character for a second.
Just a moment. That's all right. You know what? None of us are ourselves today.
I am a Southern Belle, and I think for purpose of this discussion, we should probably give our names out there. My name is Gwendolyn.
My name is Hannah Bell.
Very nice to
with
see
an H.
You. With an H.
Hannah Bell.
That's right, and you, of course, call me Gwen, and I call you Hanny. Hanny. I love summertime. It just seems to me that I have a new lease on life once the spring flowers have bloomed.
Yes, the summer is here, and you know what? It's in the air. Do you feel it? The excitement among everybody in the town?
I sure do. This town just stands on its head in summer. All sorts of cotillions and balls. It's just lovely.
I'm excited. I'm already preparing for the parade.
How are you preparing for your summer, Oscar?
It's going to be warm today. I turned on the AC.
All right. Well, that's wonderful.
What is AC?
AC is air conditioning. Oh. It is something that cool air. You know, you don't have to get the Iceman like when we were small.
My house is it's an older home.
Yes.
And it has, this may shock you, 47 windows. And
What we do is, in the mornings, we'll open all the windows.
Yes, even when it's humid?
Of course.
You don't have the air conditioner.
No.
No.
That's sort of a northern thing.
Yes, I understand.
And the wind just clears the air. Mm-hmm. And then once the sun is up, we pull the shades to keep the coolness in.
Do you still put your laundry out on the line?
I do.
That's wonderful. It smells so fresh.
My petticoats.
Hanny?
Gwen?
Full disclosure.
Of course.
You don't put your... When's the last time you put your own laundry out on the line? You no longer do that.
Desmond does that.
Desmond does it.
Well, yes. He makes it right.
Yes. And of course, Desmond's the only one left now, isn't he?
Yes.
Times are tough with the recessionary times.
But he really is... He does the work of a much younger man.
What are his chores during the course of the day? Exactly what does Desmond do?
Well, he wakes and prepares... Breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And dinner.
That's right.
And then there are certain chores that only Desmond can do. Do you ever have anyone iron your bed linens?
Oh, always. I couldn't believe it when I talked to one of my neighbors and I said, you don't iron your bed linens? Well, how can they be smooth in time for your rest?
Oscar, do you iron your bed linens?
No.
Thank you, Oscar. Yes, Desmond is absolutely wonderful. And, of course, there used to be all of his family members, and they're no longer with you in your own employ.
Well, some have passed.
Yes.
And some have moved on to other jobs.
Which one was the one that told Father that horrible thing that he told him to go scratch, but he didn't use the word scratch?
That was Meriwether.
Meriwether used a bad word. That
he
was
did.
Terrible.
And we invited him to leave.
Yeah, something along the lines of, with the wages you pay me, I should never have stayed here even an hour longer.
Exactly. And then he was off down the road.
Oh, I wish I was married, though. I'd be so much happier. And summertime makes
me... How long
me
have you been single now?
I've been single for 47 years.
And what was the... You had a husband.
I had a husband.
Tell us about him.
He committed suicide. You know I don't like to talk about that.
What method did he use?
Well, the story goes...
Just between you and I, Gwen.
From his... from his family is that he was cleaning his prize shotguns that he uses for duck hunting.
Was he cleaning it with his mouth?
Well, what he cleaned was a hole clear through his chest.
Oh, that's not anything that we want to talk about.
Yes, and then the pesky government officials said it was a suicide. We always knew that was a lie.
I don't trust the government.
I don't trust the government either.
I learned that from Daddy.
Nothing good can come of the government, that is for sure. How do you feel about that, Oscar?
Love it or leave it.
Thank you.
You know what else Desmond does?
Yes?
He always lays out a full cocktail hour at about 5:15.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you take your martinis dry?
I take a Gibson.
A Gibson martini. You know, gin seems to be the liquor that's gone out of style. My daddy used to refer to it as fighting liquor.
Your father made gin, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He made gin in the bathtub. Yes, during the 1930s and 40s.
I remember tasting it.
He would take tiny little berberry bushes, and he would soak them overnight in water.
Perhaps juniper?
Juniper. I'm sorry.
Berberry is the clothes you're wearing.
My scarf.
Yes, I see it now.
Thank you for noticing. I'm wearing a Burberry wool scarf on a day where it's going to be 90 degrees.
Well, you'll take it off by time of 2 o'clock.
Oh, vanity, you are a terrible friend. I have such vanity. That's why I wear this wool scarf around my neck, so nobody can see the rooster crow, don't you know?
Oscar, do you ever change your clothes when the sun is high in the sky?
We all get old.
Thank you. It's so nice to be with you on this Tuesday and to start the work week. Of course, you and I, the last time we did a full day's work was probably never, wasn't it, Annie?
Well, Father took care of all of us.
Still does, fortunately.
So many people have more focus on work and toil than us.
Like, yes.
You know, we've made reference to our friend Oscar. He's going back to school.
Oh, really? Well, I just think when a man can better himself, that's just absolutely incredible.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you. Why are you looking at me with that quizzical expression? We're the Southern Bells. This is Hanny.
Hi.
And I'm Gwen. Or is it Gwen and Hanny?
You're Gwen.
I'm Hanny?
No, I'm Hannah.
You're Hannah?
Hanny.
Hannibal. You're Hannibal. And what was my name again?
Gwendolyn.
All right, I'm tired of this bit now. Start the goddamn show. Thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes,
can
I want to stop.
Can I pour you a drink?
I've got a person that can end it for us. Oscar, you any final words on the Southern Bells?
You guys.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Does anyone else feel she should be moving in slow motion?
Will she want a large wedding, you think?
Should we say swords, gentlemen? Pistols at dawn?
Have you remembered nothing? Recall the lessons of Adam Smith. Father of modern economics.
In competition, individual ambition serves the common good.
Exactly.
Every man for himself, gentlemen.
Adam Smith needs revision.
What are you talking about?
If we all go for the blonde,
we block each other.
Not a single one of us is going to get her. So then we go for her friends. But they will all give us the cold shoulder because nobody likes to be second choice. But what if no one goes for the blonde? We don't get in each other's way, and we don't insult the other girls. That's the only way we win.
That's the only way we all get laid.
Adam Smith said, the best result comes from everyone in the group doing what's best for himself, right? That's what he said, exactly. Right? Incomplete. Incomplete. Okay? Because the best result would come from everyone in the group doing what's best for himself and the group.
Ash, this is some way for you to get the blonde on your own. You can go to hell.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, just like I'm here in this studio in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Gwen.
You get it, too.
You guys are not right.
It would be better. It would have been better if I was one extra day removed from the weekend's festivities.
Maybe they'll come back later this week, then.
Yes, I think so. Something to look forward to,
Oscar. I sat there. I said the logic between them coming up with this bit.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
Yes, thank you.
But
I
sat there and I said, how does this happen?
Oh, it happens.
It happens because we're not right. Our show today brought to you by HomeLight, a brand new sponsor. Let's give them a nice round of applause. Really, really love chatting with these people last week. Buying and selling a house is probably the biggest decision that you will ever make in your lifetime. And I've done it. I've done it recently. It's stressful. It's difficult. You need to do it armed with the best realtor to help you out. That's why you need HomeLight. HomeLight is the best way to find your perfect real estate agent. I talked to these people at HomeLight, and I got excited about this. Listen to this. This is really neat. HomeLight's technology will analyze home sales data and client reviews, and they will find the best agent for you based on actual past performance. Florida is a great example.
Sure.
When I'm down there, go online or go into a magazine. They have magazines where they will have a real estate section, and they will put pictures of every realtor that's working in a minuscule area, and you just can't even keep track of them.
Right.
Finding a good realtor is so difficult. It really is.
Also, they talked about finding a realtor that's tailored to your needs, right?
Right.
So if somebody knows a certain area of the city so much better than, like, say, Washington, D.C., and you're looking for a two-bedroom condo, and they know that area very well.
They know the people that know how to do two-bedroom condos.
HomeLight lets you know.
They were founded by Stanford grads. They're backed by Google. HomeLight agents are all top 5% producers. They're proven to sell faster. They are experts in marketing and prepping your home for sale. Plus, they're honest, professional, and reliable. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C. and all over the United States sell their homes. Best of all, they're absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with HomeLight agents. That means you sell your house, you list your house, or you buy a house from a HomeLight agent, you're going to get $200.
Nice.
Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website or call 844-321-AGENT. That's 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. And even when I'm not moving, I'm always looking at listings.
You love it.
It's very, very, very cool. Well, it's great to be here in Washington, D.C.
Great to see you, to see your shining face after your commute.
It was wonderful. Yes, 2 hours, a little over 2 hours today, which, you know, and I know what I'm going to get, so I expect that. But to everybody that listens to us on their commute, and by the way, not to throw my brothers who still are in radio under the bus, but my brothers in radio still listening to podcasts is the best way to get through a commute.
Between podcasts and audiobooks, I could not do it, and that's the God's honest truth.
I listened to probably about a month ago I started in earnest, and you would think, why did you wait? You've been doing this for 5 years. Now you are listening to the format. Well, I always considered listening to podcasts like listening to a tape of my own show. There are many people that do performances that don't listen to their own stuff, and so I kind of always considered other podcasts that same thing. Now I listen to them all the time. I listen to Big O and Dukes on the way in, and I listen to it because it's entertaining, but I just like to keep tabs on Oscar.
Sure.
That's really the
way. Did he talk about us?
Yeah, after 4 years.
We're hiding.
After 5 years, I decided to keep tabs on.
Mike doesn't get their RSS feed. How'd you find it?
So, in town for the big Memorial Day festivities, it was spectacular. My dear friend, Mr. Jimmy Cerrito, puts on a great show. Made it up here safely. There was no issue with that. And then it was off to the Memorial Day ride to the wall. And
right.
Really, it
Now, you visited Jimmy on Saturday, too, right?
I got the motorcycle on Saturday morning, and I wanted to show it off. My little Indian chieftain that I rode around
it
on.
It wasn't that little.
Yeah, it doesn't look little.
No, it's a big bike. It's a big bike, but I took it out to show Jimmy on Saturday.
Hey.
He was just there very, very briefly.
It'll be okay.
Just in time to be a little bit obnoxious at his bar and then head back out again. What did I do that was obnoxious? You're not supposed to talk politics in a bar.
Right.
That's like the worst thing. And if you're a bar owner, that's horrible.
It automatically alienates half your audience.
Jimmy's has this perfectly square little front bar. Mm-hmm. And during the day, all the people that are like, meh, all the meh people
sit
there.
Oh, you got to see daytime Jimmy's.
Yes, daytime Jimmy's.
That's a different Jimmy's.
Yeah. So I look across and I remembered... Eric, one of his girlfriends from a long time ago.
Right.
He's been with her for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Her name is MP, and she was kind of an activist
in
Republican politics. Mm-hmm. And so at the top of my lungs, I'm sitting, and I wasn't drinking or anything. I yelled, hey, are you still a Republican?
Oh, boy.
Knowing that, and I immediately, old codgers at the bar would just be like, hey, what are you talking? What's wrong with that? Talking politics in a bar, boys. I got to go, Jimmy.
So you just set a fire and left.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Good boy.
So it was great, and then got a chance to do the ride to the wall, 8 o'clock in the morning. I was up at about 7:15, heading out of the house, went over to Jimmy's. Jimmy had about 200 riders ride down to the wall, and only a couple of them fell down. So
You said for 200, you had two people.
I still have Jimmy's throat. I still have Jimmy's throat. That's 2 days.
Voiceover work.
I sound a little rough, don't I?
No.
No, I think you're fine.
You sound like a man.
In a world.
That's it.
In a world where one man has once again lost control of his ability to manage his alcohol consumption.
No, I think he's fine. But this will be fun, Oscar.
Great.
Watch this. How's Charlie today?
There's a Charlie bit. Because when I'm like this, there's always a Charlie. There is a different. We use some of the same prep stuff.
Yeah, we see a lot of the same
things.
There's a
Charlie bit that a pure Charlie bit that has Charlie's name in it. That's there for Charlie.
Oh, I missed it then.
I will hopefully get to it by the end of the week.
Oscar, I don't know if you know this. When Mike first bought his bar and he was burning the candle at both ends,
mm-hmm.
we actually had to introduce a new character on the show, which was Dying Charlie.
Dying Charlie.
So Charlie would come in and be like, oh, my God. Help me, I'm so.
Yeah, I don't see Charlie sounds better today.
I'm so sick.
That's what we would do with Charlie.
Dying Charlie. Dying to the Dying Charlie interview.
So
he came back, though.
It was 2 weekends in a row that I've done this. It's been a long time. You know, it was the last weekend
in
Florida.
I would say this weekend had to win, though.
Yeah, well, not as far as the results. I mean, I was dropped off.
You did make it to a bed, right?
I made it to a bed. I was dropped off by a cab, and called my lovely bride at in the wee hours of the morning after having breakfast. Well, let me take you through the whole thing.
And people should know that you should give a thumbnail of the ride because I'm sure not everyone knows what the ride is.
The ride is Rolling Thunder. It's here in Washington D.C. It happens every year. It was started as a tribute to Vietnam veterans, and it has blossomed into a Memorial Day celebration of motorcycles coming into town to ride in a giant parade through the city of Washington, D.C. to honor the memory of our fallen heroes, the people that have given their life for this country. And 2 years ago, I stopped doing what was called the Ride of the Patriots, which was a 5,000 bike ride. And I started going out to Jimmy's for a smaller ride where we ride down to the Vietnam Memorial. And we stay down there for a little while, and then we take a little scenic ride through the country. country to get back to Jimmy's to celebrate the Memorial Day holiday. And it's the second year in a row that I have gone to the Vietnam War Memorial, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It's called the Vietnam Memorial. And it's the wall. And if you come to Washington, D.C., I should point out to everybody that there are a lot of things you can do in this town, but there is something about the Vietnam Memorial that is more moving than any. I didn't have any family members lost in Vietnam. I didn't know people that were lost in Vietnam. But I am so moved by that experience every time I go there.
The utter scope of it. It's
the
huge.
The scope of it, all it is black granite with names. Mm. With names of every individual lost during the Vietnam War.
Now, do
I don't
know,
call it a conflict. It was a war.
I found out something this weekend. You know, Carrie and I have been married nearly 20 years now, and I found out only this weekend because it has never come up, and I don't think her dad likes to talk about it. He lost his brother in Vietnam, and Carrie was able to find a photograph of her uncle's name on the wall.
Oh, wow.
And she showed it to me and showed me a picture of this 19-year-old kid that shipped out in 1967, I think, and was killed over there. And in the past, I thought, you know, I'm very blessed. I've never had a relative that, you know, we've had veterans, but I've never had a relative that was killed in battle.
Very lucky.
Until I found out about this, and it hit me like a hammer.
I tell people, if you're going to come, to this town, and you know, the presidents, the dead presidents get their due and all that, but really, the Vietnam Memorial and Arlington National Cemetery. So, that's a little morbid, but you get the scope. You get the scope of it, and the only thing that Carla thinks I behave a little obnoxiously when I go to the Arlington Cemetery because I'm really, really nasty to people that talk,
and you should be.
Certain areas of it are a quiet zone, but I think I don't want to sound like an old fart, but I think the entire...
No, don't sound like that, Mike.
The entire cemetery should be an effing quiet zone. It's a cemetery, for Christ's sake.
Especially with technology, they could text each other.
Yes, and have their phone on silent.
Please don't text in the cemetery.
No, but I mean, the idea, you know, you see these school groups where they get off the buses and they all have the same color T-shirt and they're all doing, hey, and they're giggling it's crap.
It is, and it's a tough,
it's the teacher's fault.
It's a hard line to
bastards.
Walk because it is sort of a tourist.
Hi, Rofo.
Hey.
How you doing? Love having him as an audience.
It's a tourist
Bring him
destination.
Down to Florida and just have him sit in my living room down there.
Well, you can set him on fire and he'd smile.
He's fun.
Well, I got set on fire by a radio guy.
He got you your plate at Jimmy's. He was a good boy. He got Oscar a plate of food.
I paid for his lunch, too.
You know what the greatest thing was?
That's how that works.
Like he's a butler.
Yeah, Here's the greatest thing, at one point at Jimmy's, right after Rob left, Oscar came up to me with urgency. He said, ignore the text you just got. And I said, what? He said, I sent you a text. Don't read it. And I said, oh, okay. So I immediately pulled it out and read it. It said, ketchup, mustard, and onions, no relish. He had sent it to the wrong Rob.
Rofo comes back to our table, and Jimmy, so I'll take you to where we. So we did the ride. We did the ride to the wall. Went down to the memorial. That's what it's all about. And then watched some of the motorcycles.
And it's a massive thing once you get downtown.
It's a big deal. It's a lot of fun. And then it was a little ride through the countryside. And back to Jimmy's, where Carla was already there, Rob was already there, Oscar was already there. And I got to see my pals, who I haven't seen for a while, and let the festivities begin. And of course, at this point, Oscar has to go to a study group about an hour later, hour and a half later. Oscar does, the diamond dash. You did the potted plant.
Yeah.
That's the maneuver. It's called the potted plant, where Oscar splits. But you said you had a study group that you had to get ready for. And, you know, it's as far as Jimmy's and Oscar, it's whatever excuse. I mean, he's not gonna hang. It's going to be rare.
That is a blatant lie.
It's going to be rare that you hang anymore at Jimmy's.
I have stayed at Jimmy's till close. Multiple times. This is the first time I haven't been blacked out at Jimmy's.
Right. That's a lie, but it's a fun lie. It's a fun lie when you leave early.
Disappointed. He's done damage to himself.
Yeah, he has.
Sometimes he's mixed pills and booze and left early.
Yes.
Rob is with his daughter and his mother, so I know he's not going to be hanging. And as the afternoon progresses, I flirt with the idea for a second of maybe... like leaving when my wife splits, and then that went away.
It's hard to do when you're at Jimmy's because and even for me, I remember once I was on my fourth beer, I said, "All right, it's going to be a decision time soon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's usually the decision time.
Figure out if you're going to be irresponsible and let everybody down,
yes,
or you're just going to rage like you want to.
Yeah, that's happened to me with beer number three.
Now, if
beer number three is where
if
I had
you
to
had
make the
stayed,
call.
You would have blown off your study group.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's
and
not
his
cool.
entire education.
That's his degree.
What I sold
he
him.
He would not have been able to get his MBA and leave us like he will someday.
What I told him was, Oscar, would it kill you to have your study group here?
Right.
And I think that would have been a perfect way.
Yeah,
you
I was
get a
trying
table.
To figure
yeah.
that out. A be quiet good. Room at Jimmy's. Why well, not?
They had a tent outside. You could go outside under the tent and study and
Jimmy,
whatnot.
A week earlier, had sent me an email, said, I got you a room taken care of at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, nice.
I know where it is. It's the Jimmy's Holiday
it's
Inn.
Jimmy's Holiday Inn.
It has shuttle bus service.
Cerrito Arms.
It has shuttle bus service
yes.
to and from. And in
I'm
the morning.
I'm sure we've all used it.
I've taken that walk of shame, that drive of shame, many, many mornings where yeah. I come down to the desk of the Holiday Inn and I say, is the shuttle running yet? and usually, I am so late that I get down to Jimmy's and they're making their preparations for his staff weekend escape to the lake where they go down. And
right.
So Jimmy might be dead for all I know today.
I don't know. That's a weird. That Holiday Inn is weird because every time we go there, Carrie seems to get the flu.
But anyway, it began with really in earnest for me after not only Oscar left, but then Rob left. And then my wife left.
Oh, all checks and balances were
and
off.
And I know a fraction of the people that I used to know at Jimmy's. But it didn't stop me.
Oh, no.
We will take a little break, come back with more. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's The Rob and Katie Show.
I'm not even tipsy. What's wrong with you?
Plenty.
Have you been driving children around?
Yeah, I drove Adnan and Robert to the rec center. Robert has a new friend. His name is Adnan.
And you took them to the rec center?
I knew I had to drop them off. But what were they going to do at the rec center?
And who was going to pick them up?
And if I did pick them up, would I be sober?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cameron Hughes. You know, they find the premium vineyards that have a little extra of their best wines. Then they buy those extra bottles and sell them direct to their customers. Our listeners have been going nuts over Cameron Hughes. They allow you to drink the exact same wine that you'd find at expensive high-end wineries, but you're paying a lot less. I recently drank a Lot 446. Yum, yum, yum. It's a 2013 Spanish Garnacha made from 40 to 60 year old bush vines. See, this stuff is too good to pass up. They have a nose of cherry and raspberry and a hint of white pepper. It has a fruity but dry palate, and I loved it, and you will too. Pairs great with food, wonderful by itself, and only, you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? $10.
Nice.
$10 for TMOS listeners. That's Lot 446. Perfect for graduations, college, of course, summer barbecues. And save some for Dad now.
Dad loves a glass of wine.
Father's Day is coming up. Boo, 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 boo. Pick up a case. Use the code TMOS, and you'll get Lot 446 for $10 and free shipping. Free shipping. Buy a ton of it. Here's the only way to get free shipping in this amazing Garnacha. Is it Garnacha or Garnacha?
Garnacha.
Garnacha.
I actually checked it.
You
yeah.
say Garnacha, and I say Garnacha.
I say buy it.
Garnacha. Hey, see. $10. It's not Mexican wine. It's Spanish wine, damn it. Visit chwine.com. Click the microphone on the upper left-hand corner and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. You need to try this wine. It's amazing, but it's going fast at chwine.com. A couple of things. I got to get this all out of the way because it's basically seeing you guys socially, which I hadn't for a long time. So I have to ask this question. Does Julia hate me, or does she hate everybody?
No, she hates everybody. She's 14. You've had 14-year-old girls
yeah,
before.
Yeah, but not. This is dark.
She's anti-establishment.
She is nasty.
Yeah. But here's
the
thing.
She is nasty to people.
On the ride home, she seemed to say she had a good time. I said,
well, good for her. Uncle Mike says, get your together,
hey,
girl.
Hey,
sorry about
that. Have you ever thought of having a pep talk with your daughter? and saying, look, I know you hate everybody. And I know that I haven't done enough for you except for clothe you, give you everything you've ever wanted. Mm-hmm. But please, when you're around company and my coworkers, look like you're happy.
I asked her, I said, wasn't it great when Uncle Mike made the entire trip up from Florida and came over and chose you to give you a hug? She says, I don't like hugs from anybody.
Yeah, yeah. She gave me she
and
gave me a look.
That's a little bit of the voice.
I'm going to do it for the camera since we're here and we have new cameras here. I'm going to, for me, a new camera. This is right. The one you don't see on me. This is the look I got after the hug. This is the look. Seriously, this is the look I got.
Gross. She might as well. I saw the hug. Yeah. I said, oh, she did not enjoy that.
I don't want a hug from
anybody. No, she looked like she was going to be like stab me or something like that. I don't know
what
that's going on.
She is at that 14-year-old age. And if you know what? If you can sometimes catch her in a good time, it's better than others. But, you know, I can't change the tide of the ocean.
She's got good grades. She does good in school.
Yep. Yeah. You can change whatever you want.
Right. Yeah, well, I should maybe go break her sunglasses. What
no.
should I do?
I mean, it's just what I just said. Say, hey, you're making me look like an a-hole. Put a big smile on your face and pretend you care for 2 hours.
She knows that I'm going to look
like
an a-hole.
She wasn't always
regardless.
Like that. She was
she
usually kind
awesome.
Of bubbly and fun.
Yeah,
and
laugh.
And right. Now what's the deal? What is? I mean, it's not just for. Have you given? You have. You don't care. I can tell. I'm looking at you.
No,
I swear to no. I'm looking at you. I know you don't care. I'm not going. I'm gonna stop.
She's 14,
like,
Mike.
It's not. She's
14. She's a 14-year-old girl, and she's.
I'm not
going to.
You're going to make me say something. I don't want to
say it. Say
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Say it. I dare you.
My kids were a little more polite at 14.
That's all. This
and
is
it's
true.
It's a question of politeness. That's what it is. It's a question of politeness and doing. You can't, you know, behave like that on your own time. Don't behave like that when you're. I mean, because
you know,
I really felt.
That hurts.
I felt hate. I felt hate from her.
No.
Hatred. Hatred coming out of her little 14-year-old snarling face.
She was removed. I don't think she was.
She had headphones on at the table when she's with a group
she
of people had, socializing. For Christ's sake,
she had an earbud in.
I asked her, I said, hey, God. I said, hey, what are you listening to? And she goes, nothing. And I said, so I thought there was going to be like, hey, but I'm listening to. Or
right,
whatever.
Right.
So she goes, I said, so.
So another adult made an effort.
So I said, again, I took another swing. I said
another swing.
I said, hey, okay, what are you listening to? Oh, nothing's great right now or something. She said something like that, right?
Right,
something,
right.
And I was like, okay. And then I just. Waited for an engagement of some sort. Be like,
right.
Oh, I used to love, or maybe I was into, but
right.
I'm still kind of into. And then she looked at me like I was in her way, and I said, would you like my seat? Because I was like, all right, I'll get it.
This is the move that I would.
Drinking heavily.
This is the move I would have done. You see, so I would have done this like, oh, we're listening to nothing right now. We're listening.
Earbud out.
Boom.
Earbud
we're
out.
Listening to nothing. Oh, is that the phone? The phone that's going to go in my pocket for the next hour and a half. That's the way it was.
Is she like that at home with you?
No, actually, she isn't. I think, you know what? This might
that's
have been
strange.
A play for attention.
Really?
You never can tell. No. Because you know what? In the car, she was fine coming in. And it's just tough sometimes. It's kids. I don't know. I don't know. Because you know what?
So you seem so defeated. You seem so defeated.
In life, always.
But I mean, she's very smart.
Very smart.
She's
yeah.
Got.
Super
she's
smart.
Gotten good grades, right?
You know what troubles me, and now I'm getting it from both of you, antisocial is different than impolite.
Right.
And if she's just removed and quiet, that's different than the fact that you both engaged her and got she gave you S. That's not
it was
okay.
Not S. She would,
S.
No, she was
we
never.
Have to be fair to her.
No, I have to say, impolite is not. There's a big difference between impolite and rude. She was never rude.
Okay.
I mean, well, to be
all
honest,
right.
The look I got really made me feel. Awful. I thought that maybe she would.
And that's
go,
weird because that was my favorite part of the day.
Well, I know because everybody laughed at it. But you know what? And really, to be honest with you, I was doing it to be funny.
Shtick, yeah.
And I was doing it also to be because, you know, I've known her since she was a little person.
Visitor
and,
in the hospital.
And yeah. I, yeah. And so I really, I did that and maybe I shouldn't have done that, you know, but
no,
I thought it would
have.
Be, I thought it would be funny. And
no, I'll tell you who really
you're
blew
right.
It.
Because I sat there and I said, okay, in this transition, and to be fair to Rob, he can only do so much, right? I'm with you. I also believe that the change happened as she started getting into her teens, like until like her,
yeah.
Right before she got into her teens and she was at the Super Bowl party, she looked like, before it was, hey, what apps are you playing? Hey, play this app. I'm into
right,
this.
Right.
But now that she's becoming a little lady.
Yes.
It's strange to see her one. So, because you know what the
it
changed
the rub, Mike. It changed with the Amy Winehouse eye makeup.
The rub is, and this is the tough part. The rub is that she was so gregarious.
Yeah, she was.
She was, and then she in our eyes, because we get to see her from month to month, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The flip happened, and you're like, what happened here?
Yeah, and it was more gradual for me.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what? And she's gotten to a point now, and I think that what's starting to weigh in on her is that 5 months from today, or even less than that, 4 months from today, she'll be in high school. And
right.
that's different than that's a whole new thing where she's right now, she's an eighth grader. She's popular.
I remember,
she kind of runs the thing.
I remember terrible eighth grade. I hated it. I hate that age. It was tough
for me.
I hated
middle school.
It was hard. I hated middle school.
But
hated,
the thing is that at eighth grade, you know, that's like the senior class of middle school.
Right,
so she's
right. But I still hated it when I was in the eighth grade. I couldn't
sure.
stand it. And then high school, it all changed.
I think
it
she's
all
starting,
changed for me.
She's starting to lay a groundwork of, hey, I'm Coolia. You know, and,
right.
and so we'll
right.
see. I
right.
mean, but it's not always. I mean, she's still funny and she can still be fun.
Was she in a bad mood that day? Was there
she
something
was through
that
a bad
went
breakup
wrong?
Or something?
There was one bad moment that.
Because, I mean, I thought really when I saw her that maybe you'd pissed her off some, or you were
yeah.
having, she was having
well,
some
there,
sort of fight with
there
the
was a moment that might be part of it, and
okay.
I will share it at this point. Is we had a good, actually, the good luck of Stephen Douglas McIntyre from the fan page. He saved us a table, which was great.
Yeah.
And he called me aside. And he said, hey, do you have a second? I need to talk to you. I need one-on-one with you. And I
wow,
said,
nice.
Oh, this could be nothing but great. So I called him over. He called me over and I said, what's up? And he said that he mentioned online that he was sitting with Julia Jellybean. And she saw that, and I think that might have pissed her off a little bit.
She had the toot before she even talked
you
to
think?
Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Yeah, maybe.
Because
yeah,
I walked in.
But
and
it didn't
was,
help. It didn't
no,
help.
No, it didn't help. How about this? When you, next time you bring her out, because we want to see her out, right?
Sure.
Do me a favor.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
Make an effort.
He's going to give you parenting
okay,
advice.
Make an effort.
Hold on, I got a pen.
The non-father is going to give
okay,
parenting
make an effort and say, look, I got to sling jokes and pretend I care with these guys.
I'm not
3 hours a day.
I'm not comfortable in that environment anyway. You
yeah.
can make it better.
Yeah. Do you think I want to be here doing the same thing on the weekend? No. We all got to suffer through it.
Right.
Everybody, this is Mike's friend. We're all humoring Mike. Go out there
yeah.
and put a good face on it.
This is what bought the Fallout Boy ticket.
Yeah.
So smile.
You want to be front.
You little harlot.
You want to be front row. You want everything to come to you. You want daddy to open up his checkbook.
Right.
How about you open up those chompers?
That's
and
right.
smile.
A little
yeah.
smile.
Yes.
Yeah.
How
and
about
then,
some small talk,
yeah.
baby?
Yeah. yeah, a little small talk.
Hug Mike back, for yeah. Christ's sake.
But well, ask him about his kids. How are the girls?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's the you know it's the addiction to the electronic devices that the you know my daughters have it. Everybody seems to have it right now. But it was odd. It was just a moment. It was great. And then I had an awkward moment with Rob's mom that was my fault.
Oh, when you grabbed her ass?
No, when I didn't remember. I didn't remember Sharon. It had been so long. And usually it's your dad that comes to these things.
But the thing is
I witnessed this was great.
Yeah. You came in and you were still. Very, very excited from the ride. And
I was excited to see you guys.
And you just didn't see her. I think you recognized her once you saw her.
Yeah, well, immediately. Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely. And it's just... And
you made up for it because you know what you did? You did some shtick for her, and she appreciated it very much.
Well, it was
the
nice
Southern
to
Belle
see her.
Stuff, and
yeah.
It was fun. It was fun.
Incidentally, the Southern Belle... about 70% funnier when we did it at the bar than it was today.
No,
but
I'm
not giving up on it. I'm not giving up on it.
And my mom, I think her favorite moment was when I ordered the third beer, and she said, "Really? Because you're driving?" And I said, "You know what? Yeah, I'm driving, and I weigh 700 pounds. A third beer isn't going to do anything."
And the interesting thing about that, Rob, is that when you ordered your third beer, I had only been there for, 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes or
mm-hmm.
so, and I was on my 11th already.
And yeah, you were really catching up, but then you yeah. were drinking that seltzer beer.
Well, I was drinking Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, the most tasty.
Which I drank all
Low
day
cow.
Until Jimmy's ran out of it and ran out of every other beer. Do you know they ran out of beer? They
oh,
ran
wow.
out
there
of beer.
There was a ton of people there.
Oh, that's
there's,
sad. There's
there was only draft beer and some like sundry cans
yeah.
lying around. They went through all of
if
it.
If you think about Jimmy's
nearly three
structure
cases,
itself,
Mike.
So there was a party inside Jimmy's and there was a party in the back of Jimmy's.
And they
and
were
this
both
the,
slammed.
They're both. I remember I was like, okay, well, we usually have a waitress and she slammed, so I'm just going to go outside and get a beer outside, right?
Right.
And
outside
I,
was slammed.
Yeah, outside
also.
Was so slammed that there was a line, and I was like, this is the way business should be for Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Good for
Jimmy
him, right?
essentially,
right.
by opening up that alley, he essentially triples his like floor space. Right,
do you know Jimmy
and the
I,
whole time was walk sideways crowded.
Jimmy and
great.
I had a chat about this, and you know, because I was telling him that one of the best ever. It was just kind of great rhythm and beautiful weather.
The weather was
Jimmy,
the best ever. Yeah,
Jimmy and I know him because I owned a bar. I know the numbers. I know the deal with this. Jimmy throws this as a thank you party for his regular customers. Does he make a little money? Yes, he does, but a little money. Believe it or not, you see a crowded alley. You see 10 bands on the docket.
Well, all that goes
all
into
costs
it.
Money.
Yeah, of course.
And so Jimmy says, you know, he said it's kind of like when we do a live show,
sure,
where it's really an homage to the people that love what we do, and it's the same thing with Jimmy.
Hopefully,
but you know,
we'll get closer to the Buffalo Wing.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's talk about
break.
That. Oscar has a theory on the Buffalo Wing that also came out of our discussion. And
you know, I laughed a lot at Jimmy's, but the only time I screamed is when I heard this.
I'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Love and hope and sex and dreams are still surviving on the streets. Look at me. I'm tattered.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Time. There's never enough time.
You don't have enough time, Mike.
And trips to the post office eat up tons of it. That can really slow you down. We've been telling you about Stamps.com. You don't have to go to the post office anymore, thanks to the good people at Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you use your computer and printer to buy official U.S. postage, and you do it right from your desk. They'll even send you a digital scale that will automatically calculate the exact postage for any letter or package at any class. No more tedious trips to the post office. No more wasted time. Just print the postage at your desk, and then all you do is hand it to your friendly neighborhood postman. That's it. Nice.
Nice.
We have used them. We love Stamps.com. We know you will, too. They keep our D.C. to Florida pipeline wide open, and we save time and money. Stamps.com is the absolute best. Now, here's what I want you to do. Act right now. Get your free no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer. That includes a free digital scale that eliminates all the guesswork and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone and use the code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type TMOS, Stamps.com, and TMOS. The time is now.
You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to open up the D.C. Maine pipeline.
D.C. to Maine, yes. Very excited about that. Very excited about the new adventures and perhaps new participants on the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm going to be mining for gold
sure,
up there.
Sure, of course.
I'm going to be bringing people by the homestead, hopefully, to get on the show.
And there's still snow on the ground up there, right?
Yeah. It still is like 58. It was it was crazy. So, Jimmy's, I said this on microphone before the gang in the alley. What a sweet, decent human being he is. He is.
I wanted to tell you all something that you are here standing in this sand covered alleyway. No, I'm up here. I'm going to tell you about Jimmy Cerrito. He's a good guy, sweet guy.
He's the greatest guy in the world.
Hey, when
I just want to go with Jimmy.
You didn't get all Irish and weepy, did you?
Somebody walked up to me and said it's one of the nicest things they've ever heard anybody say about Jimmy on microphone. He said, normally you do shtick, but you were really sincere, and it was very, very kind. And I may have used Oscar's line. Because it was such a good line that, but Oscar's sitting there and Jimmy has I'm going to let you set it up the way you want to set it up because I don't want to screw it up.
So Jimmy has an addition to his restaurant that we all celebrated here on the air.
Like soon to be addition, not completed yet.
Yeah, it's
it wasn't
TBD, right?
Yes. So lots of details still in the air.
But we all supported it. I know friends of mine that have bought bricks.
Right.
Yes.
For Jimmy's, just to support his Buffalo Wing.
Get it, Mike? Because what Jimmy, he sells Buffalo Wings.
That's right.
And he likes the town of Buffalo.
That's right.
So the extension is called the Buffalo Wings.
That's right. That's right. So I remember at this point of last year, and by the way, if there's no other place to spend Memorial Day weekend, if not that Sunday after Rolling Thunder, then
right.
Jimmy's.
Oh, it's the place to
That's why it was really, really a 50-50 shot And I was leaning more like 70-30 of me staying and then saying, making an excuse to my group for
school.
It is,
in my opinion, my favorite party. Yeah. I took a year off last year from the party side of things when I wasn't drinking, and I still had a great time there, but I tell you, it's just my, I don't do it anymore. Yeah. I don't do it like that anymore, and it's my chance to do it once a year, and I love
that
party.
It's so perfectly designed, especially when the weather is good, because they've built in your recovery day.
Exactly.
You've got Monday off to really sort of bounce back.
I said to someone, I wish I had a place like this near me, or I live near Jimmy's, because such a welcoming place. You could sit there. I was watching the Nats game, talking to listeners, hanging out with SDM. And
my mom lives in Ashburn, which is amazingly close to Jimmy's. Yes. It's like maybe 12 or 13 minutes because you come right in on 606. And she said, wouldn't it be great if you lived this close to Jimmy's? I said, if I lived this close to Jimmy's, I'd be dead. I would die.
I was sitting there and I said, well, this time last year I was taking a tour of what was to be the Buffalo Wing for Jimmy's.
Right, with the exposed,
it's really an empty shell.
The expansion of what the building next door was that had been emptied out, and a lot had been torn down, so they were down to the studs.
Were you at the point where you're like walking on rafters?
Yes.
There's not an entire floor.
Trying to see, and I know the city was involved, and Jimmy would update us on Facebook.
Allegedly, it's a historic building.
It is. So. Oh, Old Town Herndon has a lot of red tape, but they're breaking through it, right?
That's right. Thank you, Miss Merkel.
That was last year. So as I sat there and someone casually said, I can't wait till the Buffalo Wing is open, because that would have been another area we could have hung at.
Right, not absolutely.
I mean, there was enough space for everybody, but it was jammed.
The plans sound incredible.
Yes.
The plans sound absolutely incredible.
I said, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised. I think I said, I don't know, I said this initially too. It might have been Mike. Because Mike, I guess we started talking about briefly. He said, I can't wait till the Buffalo Wing's open.
Right.
And I said, Mike, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if the Buffalo Wing is a Ponzi scheme.
There is a road. It's the bridge to nowhere.
Yeah.
There really is
Mike
no Buffalo Wing.
A Fred Astaire like leprechaun leap over to me and said, this is what Oscar just said.
Oscar just called the Buffalo Wing a Ponzi scheme. Hey. It's all a giant scam. Want to buy a brick? All right. You ever going to get that brick back? No, it's gone. It's forever.
We're going to have a floor made of bricks.
Within my fourth beer, I was definitely buzzed, and I said,
yes.
And then I went into this whole financial transaction.
It's the producers. It's the producers. The only way the Buffalo Wing can be successful is if there is no Buffalo Wing.
Congratulations, you know, on 40% of Prisoners of Love.
I know that's not the case, Jimmy.
Oh, my
God.
But
the idea of Too that funny. Being the case would be hilarious.
Oh, it is so much fun. It really, because it's been going. He has been dealing with more crap with this Buffalo Wing and trying to get it done and trying to get
but
it up and running.
But it's a perfect play, because if you wanted to, this is how I got into it.
If you want to step up from a brick, you can get a plaque in the beer garden.
There are so many different
Here movies. I sit at the top of the pyramid.
There is.
Yay. And he told two friends.
That's right.
There are so many different layers to this cake and living parts that he could easily say, you know, this year sauce prices are up.
Yeah.
So then you're like, oh man, sauce prices are up.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I just wanted to be I love you.
Hey,
thank you.
You guys, we got bands all day until midnight. We're out of beer, but let me tell you about something called Amway.
There you go. Sorry. Anyway, Jimmy, I hope it's not, because we support it 100%.
But here's the thing that troubles me that sort of lends credence to Oscar's theory.
Right.
It seems like every 6 weeks, another major milestone is reached.
Yeah.
A
right.
permit,
yeah.
an agreement,
the
a
town
drawing.
Just signed off on our permit so that we can apply for the next one next year.
We move the fire pole. Yeah.
There we go. And that's right. The electrical panel had to come in and get removed again, but that's okay. We talked to the fire marshal, and he said, oh, we're going to have to put a new roof on.
Uncle Dave is breathing on his own.
Yes, sir.
It's all. But it doesn't seem to
My
be
My friend
making...
Rich is eating cake now. We're very excited.
He's going to draw up the plans. As soon as he stopped singing.
That's right.
It's
all over the
place. Seem like no grand tangible advances have been made.
No, not that I saw.
Right.
Not that
but I saw if you though. Know construction, it's all really, it's a race to that.
Well,
right?
In Northern Virginia, as someone who has lived as a business owner in Northern Virginia, let me tell you, the layers here are more significant than anywhere else. It's
the
terrible.
The only thing I'm waiting for, and this would be the trifecta.
Yes.
And this is when I can tell you, you double down on your bricks, because anything can happen.
Right.
Right. is if the
anything
is
like.
If the construction workers that are working on the foundation find a water stain that looks like a crying Virgin Mary. If that happens,
there we go.
The Buffalo wing will be delayed.
Right.
Guess who's on the phone? It's Pope Francis.
But he says,
"Slow down there, cowpoke."
There will be a pilgrimage, and those people have to eat.
Of course.
So, you know, we'll come back a year from now, and there'll be a little markers around this one area, and it's just like, well, things are on hold right now. We're still selling bricks, but we found a Civil War grave site.
That's right.
You know, who knows?
But it won't. Actually, you'll be told that by, like, Eric. And he'll say, "Where's Jimmy?" Still in the Bahamas.
He's in the Bahamas
right now.
He's doing some research for a new spiced rum that he's going to be bringing back.
How long has he been there? 10 months.
But I got up on stage and said, thanks to Jimmy, because Jimmy was there's a kindness.
Is family.
There's a kindness to Jimmy that it's insane. It's the real deal. You get the real deal. And Jimmy and I think Jimmy was probably more relaxed at this one. Jimmy had a crappy year with his mom passing away.
Yeah,
it was difficult, and it was just nice to see him happy. And probably the last hour or two of the evening, we were happy together. And it moved inside.
Imagine me and you. I do.
I made so many new friends that I will never remember.
Oh,
I made so many lovely little conversations. And then at the very end of the evening, the performer, ladies and gentlemen, was Johnny Rushmore.
Oh.
John Rushmore? I came over with Jimmy. This is when Jimmy was done socializing with everybody. And we always end up. Do you know where we always end up?
In the hospital.
We always end up on that balcony overlooking his dance floor.
That's the best seat in the house.
At the same table. And that's when, you know, I always say, "Mike, you going to drum? Mike, you going to drum? Mike, you going to drum?" And I'm like, "Well, that depends." And I would always hold up my little beer and go, "That depends." Well, it didn't depend at this point because I suddenly felt the desire to perform.
Do you know what was cute? It was cute when throughout the week we would say that, you know, there was going to be live music and that maybe there'll be guest performers. And you would look up and you'd say, "Not a chance." And I'd say, "Look at Oscar, shake my head." Mike, as sure as the sun will rise.
This was a day, people. This was a day that started for me at 5:45 when my son got up early and ended for me at closing time. I think Jimmy's went much later than normal. I hope I don't get him in trouble for this.
They always observe the law, but...
Well, it felt like it was pretty... It was super late.
It was a long day.
Let me tell you, there were maybe 20 people left, and the drum set was sitting down there. I heard the guys kind of tuning up and the guitar riff. I didn't know this guy was like a super stud guitar player. I had no idea.
John Rushmore.
I just saw an empty drum set, and I sprang to life, flew down the stairs, looked over at the bass player, and went, "Slow blues! Slow blues!"
And that's sort of your default
thing. Oh, that's all I can play now. And it's like, and it goes, blah, boom, boom, blah, boom, boom, boom. And we went into this, and suddenly I'm behind the drum, and I'm realizing two things. One good, one a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing I realize is that, 5 years or so, I don't play anymore. I don't even come near playing anymore. And
Since the accident.
Let me tell you, I haven't missed a thing.
Really?
I haven't missed a lick.
And you know what's great?
Whiplash over here.
He was perfectly in a clear-headed state to realize what a great drummer he was.
Yes,
and you know what, Mike? I bet if you'd grabbed the mic that night, you would have sung great too.
Carlisle ruled.
Yeah.
Look, Jimmy will tell you when the next time we have time.
I said,
"Jimmy,
like John Bonham.
Jimmy, did I kill it? Did I kill it?" I said, slow blues not hard to kill.
No.
What killed it was this guy, Johnny Rushmore.
Right.
And I was all over.
Like a made-up name.
Oh, my God. Well,
hey, Johnny Rushmore.
A.K.A. Johnny Sack, A.K.A. Johnny Greek last name that's hard to pronounce.
Galifianakis.
So that's it. So this guy, shoulder-length hair, he's got the beard, he's a throwback, and this guy is wailing. And he's wailing for a group of maybe 20, 30 of us that are
left. That's cool.
And I am all in. I am all in. I'm jumping up and down. I'm bouncing my legs up and down. I'm running around. I'm going, this is the S. It's somewhere. There is a video of.
Second location.
There's a video. Rofo, if you can find it. It's on Facebook. I don't know how you find this. It was on my news feed, and I've lost it. I can't find it again. But it was the. It was the last song, and he was doing his ending note, and he did this thing that lasted like 20 minutes where he's running around the bar. He's got the wireless guitar.
Yeah.
He's walking on the bar. He ran out onto Eldon Street.
Wow.
He is outside on Eldon Street playing his guitar riff, and it was kicking ass.
That's
and
actually
oh my God, it was so cool.
Yeah.
And then after that, of course, it was the wee hours of the morning, and it was off to, I think, we went to the Amphora Diner. Is there an Amphora Diner around there?
Right? There is an Amphora. Yeah, it's not the flagship restaurant.
But it's the other diner. Yeah. But it's a big one, too. It's a big one.
Did you go and you say, here I am for a good meal? Said it every time in high school.
Did you really?
Of course.
Oh, you're a card.
Yeah,
but anyway,
loved me.
Yeah, so we went up there, and we went to the Amphora, and Johnny... Johnny Rushmore was in there.
Oh, my God.
Johnny Rushmore
Cooking
was
eggs.
In there. It was so much fun. And that's when probably the evening began to wind down. And I have been eating a 1,600 calorie per day diet up until that break. You know, when you say that, there is this tiny little... Well, first of all, you say it. See, now I'm in here with a little dynamic, and I can see Pony start to chuckle when you say that. It shows. I know I have man...
No.
Thank you very
much.
I know that.
I
know
that's great.
And I'm watching Rob, like, surfing.
I'm trying to find your video, but I can't find it.
Yeah, did you have it?
Yeah, it's I found it on Jimmy's Old Town Tavern site, and it's now shared to the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page.
Okay, good.
Right.
I'll get it. Let me grab it. All right. It really was a moment of weakness. I had a regular little breakfast thing, like a couple of eggs over medium and stuff, and wheat toast.
Yeah, sounds
and
great.
Then, we're chatting with Johnny. Hey, Johnny.
Johnny Rushmore.
And Johnny's telling stories. And at that point, I said...
I have it, Mike.
Excuse me.
It?
I'll play it. I'll play it. And I said, you can play it. You play it if you have it ready to go. I said, I'll have a Belgian waffle, please.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. Here he is.
Good-looking guy.
This is... This is a private show for like 20 people at the end of Jimmy's.
Wow.
Jimmy's had great music all day long. And this guy is wailing. Now, there's some bad language on that video, I believe. But it was just so...
Is he standing on a table right
now? Listen to him wail. Crank it up.
That's so cool.
God was killing it. Pretty bad audio to hear it right now, but oh my God.
Still cool.
We were having flying V guitar. Johnny Rushmore on the what are those little things that are the frets or whatever whatever that thing is, the keyboard, the fingerboard. That's what it is. And we just had an amazing time. Went to the Amphora, and then I called
home to bed.
took the cab to bed. Jimmy took care of the hotel and the cab.
That's sweet.
And
he's the best.
I call my wife at 4:30 in the morning, and I said to her. I'm at the hotel safely. I love you. You looked beautiful. You were the most beautiful woman at the party. Good night. And then the next day for Memorial Day, where I really didn't do too well.
Well, you know, you did fine.
Did
you made
you
it
wake
home.
Up the next day.
I woke up at 9 a.m.
Oh,
I woke up at 9
that
a.m.
is crucial.
I woke up at 9 a.m. and
no.
I begin to hydrate as much as I possibly
Four
can,
and
I begin to hydrate, and then I said, "You
at
have
any
to
point
function.
Did the water jump back in the bottle? Did
it
your body
to.
Reject it?
It wanted to. It was like I had a little cup of water, my first thing, and when I put it to my mouth, it went. And then I said, you have to get in the shower. You have to get into the shower. And I forced myself. And then I got home. My mother-in-law was in the apartment. And she's like,
How are we today?
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves it when I screw up. She wants me to be a screw up. Kind of wants me to be a screw up. Kind of an unusual feeling with a mother-in-law. Really wants me. No, I guess it's probably perfectly normal. Probably perfectly normal.
Because the instances are so far apart.
Yes, thank you, Rob.
She has to relish it.
That's right, because it doesn't happen very often.
As Mike, they say, rarer than hen's teeth.
Thank you. Thank you, Southern Bill. That's it. Thank you to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Best, Jimmy.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll try to do it again next year if my liver will hold out. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Patrick Wayne.
No, he's not. It's Gary Stein. And on this week's episode of our show, Gary, I've got gifts for you.
Well, I'm going to show up.
Yes, thank God.
Well, I've got a trivia game for you. It's even harder than the last one.
I'm not going to show up. Be sure to listen to the show. It's the Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe at iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Stop playing that cartoon crap. I hate that on their promos. Makes them sound like they're vanilla enough. They don't need more vanilla. You know what I mean? Play some heavy metal in back of them.
He goes between like heavy, sexy soul and cartoon music. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, just make them a little grittier.
Marvin Gaye.
Hi, I'm Tony, and I'm Gary. And it's like, it's like, okay, and we're all going to be cartoons. You know, come on, grit it up a little bit. I like that show, goddammit. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pep talk.
If you're responsible for your company's website or IT security or work with people who do, you need to listen to this message. How much would it cost your business if your website went down? Would you like to know? Millions. Thank you. Would you still have a job if you let hackers into your website? It's not a matter of if, but when. There are people that do this for a living. Nasty, horrible human beings that make their hay doing this to different websites. SiteLock is the global leader in website security, and they make your website fast and secure. SiteLock's a true speed content delivery increases your website speed by 50% on average. That's another benefit of dealing with SiteLock. And nothing beats their 24/7 U.S.-based phone support. Don't be the next company that's in the news for being hacked. You may not recover from it. Call or visit SiteLock, SiteLock.com today. SiteLock currently protects over 5 million websites, and they should protect yours as well. To get your first month of SiteLock free, just go to SiteLock.com, click on the banner in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. That's SiteLock.com. Click the banner and enter TMOS, or call them right now at 844-598-0600. That's 844-598-0600.
News.
Boo.
I forgot you put one there.
That's right. Comedy legend Ann Mara. Or Mira, as she used to pronounce it.
Isn't it Mira?
It's Mary.
You know,
it's
Stiller and Mara.
It's like my name without the O. That's all it is.
Very good.
She died Saturday at the age of 85. There's no word on the cause of death. As some of you may know, Anne was Ben Stiller's mom. She and her husband Jerry Stiller, who a lot of people know from King of Queens, were married for
Seinfeld
61 years. They were a comedy team for almost as long. They called themselves Stiller and Mara. I love being 55, reading a news story like this. They called themselves Stiller and Mara. It's like, I know this because I saw them. I actually saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Well, they were, the reason they were so popular, and I never, and don't hate me, I never thought they were quite as funny as they were painted, but they were so famous because Ed had them on 34 times.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody watched Ed Sullivan.
New York.
Oh, very New York.
Very New York.
Very much so.
As far back as the 60s, they appeared on variety shows like Ed Sullivan and The Tonight Show. And then he kind of went on to bigger and better things. I think she was on All in the Family for a while, right?
No, it was Archie Bunker's place.
Archie Bunker's
place.
I
had pulled a clip. Do you want to hear a quick clip of them?
Okay.
Is this like old, where it's the
comedy team?
Early 60s.
Okay, that's
and
old.
One of their things they would go.
Rob,
to
that's old, old, by the way.
That is, by the way.
Thank you, Rick.
It's not like Eddie Cantor.
I know, okay.
But,
nobody knows
but they would go to the well.
I have no idea who that
Jesus
is.
Jesus Christ.
And they would play on the fact that he was Jewish and she was Gentile. And this was called The Last Couple in the World, and they're trying to find their sort of common ground.
It's really nice, though, you know, how all our holidays come at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one you folks have around Christmas time. What do you call it? You know, the one with all the candles. Chanukah, that's beautiful.
What do you mean,
People. Yeah, Hanukkah.
No, Hanukkah. CH is pronounced Huch.
Oh, I see. Well, Merry Christmas.
Fun shtick.
Yeah, it was good stuff. TLC has pulled 19 kids and counting from its schedule thanks to the new revelation, which happened, I guess, when we were already on break, right?
Yeah, Friday night, right?
Yeah. 27-year-old Josh Duggar molested 5 underage girls when he was a teenager, including his own sisters. Apparently, the controversy around this is not simply because of the molestation that happened, but the cover-up that a-hole, you know, every wrong decision you can make, Jim Bob, douche,
yeah.
Duggar, you know, did a cover-up on this. This, God, I mean, how long have we been slamming the Duggars?
I mean, really. You know what? Actually, my history with them goes back before they had their show, because I tried to book them back in the Don and Mike show days.
Right.
And he said, well, we don't talk about this.
Right.
And we won't talk about this. Mm. Are you a hateful show? Because we don't do hatred. And finally, I just said, I'm sorry, we can't
bye-bye.
Do this. We can't
bye.
Do it.
I guess you don't want to have fun and be funny.
Yeah, you can't.
The network says, quote, we are deeply saddened and troubled by this heartbreaking situation, and our thoughts and prayers are with the family and victims at this difficult time. TLC was shamed into doing it after the internet came at them with pitchforks. TLC pulled it after that because it was airing a 19 kids marathon, because that's
they finished the marathon and then they fired them, right?
There's no word if or when the show will be back, but I don't know. I mean, it's just when you use children as currency in any capacity.
And you know what? It's
bad,
no more complicated than that.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
They're trading on the fact that they have a lot of kids.
Every parent, I have a 22-month-old, every parent looks at their kid at one time or another and says, oh, this kid could be in TV commercials. And I've heard those words come out of Carla's mouth. And I said, you know, of course not. I don't want to put my kids into that meat grinder. I mean, my daughter's 19 and she wants to do theater, but she's made those decisions on her own.
Well, 19 is different in making the choice than being put into it.
But I mean, using the kids as currency. And I think that it's, as I said, I mean, you have that kind of environment, and I think it lends itself to bad things happening. I really, really do. And I hate the fact that they covered it up.
Yeah,
it sucks. Moving right along, The Rock used the London premiere of his new movie, San Andreas. This is The Rock, who I predicted years ago would be a major movie star.
You nailed it.
To set a Guinness World Record. The record, most selfies in under 3 minutes. His total, 105.
Wow. He broke Oscar's record.
Believe it or not, Guinness has official selfie rules, including the following. The full face and neck of the individual has to be visible.
Face!
And the faces have to be recognizable. In other words, the pictures can't be blurry. The Rock broke the record by taking pictures with fans on the red carpet. He actually snapped more than 105, but some were disqualified because they didn't meet the official requirement.
Well, these are not official.
Disney's Tomorrowland earned $41.7 million over the Memorial Day weekend to easily beat the Poltergeist remake, which opened down at number 4 with $26.5 million. Meanwhile, Avengers Age of Ultron, you liked it, right?
Yeah. I liked it.
Me too.
Has already passed Iron Man 3's total box take, $409 million.
Mm. Wow.
Now the only other Marvel movie with a bigger haul was the first Avengers movie, which made $623 million in its theatrical run. I guess they'll keep making these while they have those kind of numbers.
And
right?
Oscar's at the box office waving his checkbook. Me, let me in.
The Olsen twins were the least likely to do the Full House revival, and now it's official. An executive producer says, quote, Ashley and Mary-Kate will not be part of Fuller House. They want to focus on their fashion brands and various business endeavors. Now, the first time I read that, I didn't read deeper into the story.
Right.
And I said, business endeavors? Because I think, you know, they're has-beens. They're not on TV anymore. Nothing's happening for them. The Olsons didn't comment. John Stamos has gotten angry about that. He said, he tweeted, quote, hashtag heartbroken. I understand they're in a different place, and I wish them the best. I promise you will not be disappointed with our reunion and spinoff. Now, here's the thing about this story that was...
He promises I'm not going to be disappointed?
Here we go.
Okay.
This is what blew me away about the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
They're both turning 29 next month. That didn't blow me away.
Right.
They haven't acted in 5 years. Meanwhile, their empire generates $1 billion a year.
Still?
$1 billion a year. And they're personally worth an estimated $150 million each.
Mm. Wow. Now, two thoughts here. Is really, to do the reunion, you would only need one of the Olsen girls.
True.
Because, you know, they were twins playing one
role. Right, exactly.
Also, now that they know they're not going to be back, if you were the writers of Fuller House, wouldn't it be fun to write a horrible way that they were killed off?
That would be fun.
Orange is the new Olsen. Right? Just say, hey, Michelle. Weird.
It's like, where are they? Oh, no, they've died. A Florida judge may throw the book at twin brothers accused of throwing bricks at each other.
Oh, no.
Michael and James Remelius are both 52. They were arrested Tuesday night.
52?
After the two started arguing with each other in the front yard. This must have happened a week ago. In the front yard of an Orange City home. Welcome to Orange City. All juice is just fantastic.
Do you take yours chill?
Back to the Southern Bells. That's according to the Florida Sun Sentinel. The argument got doubly heated when Michael threatened to throw a brick at his brother, causing James to grab his own brick in response. Michael threw his brick, causing a small cut on his brother's leg. James countered by throwing his brick and struck Michael in the right eye, which was soon bloody and swollen. Both brothers were charged with aggravated battery and taken to Volusia County Branch Jail. Although the twins are identical, they are not alike as far as the county jail is concerned. James has been arrested twice since 2010, and Michael has been taken into custody 20 times since 2005.
Sounds like a good game, Brick.
And now a little something something. This guy just found a way to generate guarantee people laugh at his last name even more than they used to. 19-year-old Thomas Bacon of Madison, New Jersey, was arrested a few weeks ago for getting into a fight over sausage. According to the police, Bacon got into an argument with someone else in his house about who was going to get to eat the last piece of sausage. He wound up attacking them. He was arrested, Mr. Bacon was, on a simple assault. And why did this happen?
Why?
Because he was fried! Anyway, we'll take a break.
Throw a brick at him.
Oh, Jesus, help me. We made it through the show. It's time for the Audio Vault next. We'll do that when we come back with Mike O'Mara's show. Whatever I said.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. RobandJoeShow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Can I request more Mermelstein, too? I'd like to get more Mermelstein on the promos.
I don't know what's happened to that crew. I've not heard an Americast in a couple weeks. Are they still doing it?
I don't know. Or someone should find out.
Boy, we are a well-oiled machine.
You know,
when
you announce that we don't know what's going on our own network, that really doesn't help the cause.
Is he really part of the network?
Oh, Rofo seems to know something.
Oh, yes, Rofo.
Yeah, Marcus Stern is taking 3 months to move and build a new studio. Apparently, there were supposed to be shows last month. They still haven't happened yet, so who knows what's happening.
You know what? Off the website.
Off the website. Take him off.
Mickey.
He's done.
Yeah, but
he's
that, done. Mike, that doesn't mean I can't contact Steve directly.
Very good. Absolutely.
I will call Merle
his own
Steve.
Show. Welcome back to the show. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Remember how well you used to sleep before life got complicated?
Yes.
I still sleep like a baby when I'm on my sleep number. Mm-hmm. I'm away from it. I don't sleep like a baby. In fact, my wife had to go out and sleep on the couch the other night, not because she was angry, but because, not because I was drinking, because I toss and turn. I toss and turn when I'm not in my beautiful sleep number. I've told you about the bed for years. My sleep number is an 85. Carlos is a 65. Come into a sleep number store. That is the only place you will find the sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology. I want to thank all of you for sending me your little messages when you buy a sleep number bed. That means a lot, and it makes a difference. We pass that on to the people that that matter at Sleep Number. They care about it, too. Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep by using the dual-layer technology inside the bed, and it tells you exactly how to have the best night's sleep of your life. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. My Sleep Number setting, again, is an 85. Carlos is a 65. Hurry into a Sleep Number store where you can save $500 on a Sleep Number Memorial Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. You can know better sleep. Find yours today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores
stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that I sent you. But also, send me a note and make sure you let me know when you buy your Sleep Number. We would really appreciate that. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, May what? What the hell is our date today?
It's the 26th.
The 26th, yay!
Mike, I am Juan Pablo Montoya, prepare to die.
Oh,
no, Juan Pablo Montoya won the Indy 500 over this weekend.
Wonderful driver.
And he actually at one point was in last place and came back to win. Very exciting finish.
He was all the way back in 30th place after an opening laps crash. Here they come to the checkered flag. And the winner of the Indianapolis 500 is Juan Pablo Montoya.
Now, he was excited.
That's cool.
Do you think he gets laid?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine you're an Indy car driver and your name is, I am Juan Pablo Montoya.
The only problem is, Mike, is he has a reputation of being fast.
Really?
So that's, that works against him. He was excited. Not as excited, though, as the guy on Fox 59.
Yes.
Who somehow scored an interview in the pits or back in the shop with David Letterman. Letterman was at his Ray Hall Letterman car.
Right.
And this guy actually spent a minute and a half with Dave.
Awesome.
And it was so funny because, keep in mind, Dave's last show was 4 days ago when
exactly.
they did this.
Oh, I can't wait to
And
hear this
is actually pretty cool.
First of all, sir, could you just say and spell your name for us? you've done a lot of things, but your name on the side of a car, how sweet is that? And that face.
It's the best. It's the highlight of my life, honest to God. The caricature notwithstanding, this is really great. Silly and exciting at the same time.
I know you're not the sentimental type, but the outpouring of emotion from just fans and celebrities, could you believe that career you had led to so much of emotion?
No, I just assumed that we would do the last show and go away, and it was very nice. It was very gratifying. And my family, you know, they were never quite sure what I did for a living, so it kind of got everybody's attention.
We've seen you at races from coast to coast. Will you think you'll be going more and be more hands-on with the team?
Yeah, well, the summer is ahead of us, and as soon as my son's out of school, we'll get the map out and see what we can do, and it's fun to go to the races.
On behalf of all the Hoosiers and Americans, thanks for all the laughs over the years. We've enjoyed it, and we do have a booth announcer opening at Fox 59 if you're interested.
I'll send you a tape.
Hey, you know
what a nice, what a nice, what a well done impromptu interview by that broadcaster.
Yeah, and you know
and,
what?
And Letterman was cool too.
If you watch the people that were running the live coverage on Fox 59 of the Indianapolis 500, it's not exactly a springboard to New York City. And that guy, I thought, handled himself amazingly.
Yeah,
well.
Did a really, really nice job. And, yeah, that's cool stuff.
And Dave only looks like he's aged 20 years since Wednesday.
And my daughter Elizabeth, was at the Indy 500 this weekend.
Did she have a good time?
With my ex-wife and her husband, and they were out there, and they go a lot, and I think they had a fantastic time, and then I'll see her this week when she graduates high school.
Very, very cool. This is also, speaking of graduation, the series, it's the time for commencement speeches, and you're going to see occasional big celebrities pop up.
Do you know that Dominique Foxworth did the commencement speech for the entire University of Maryland?
Did he really?
Yes.
How did that go? Did he did you get a chance
it.
To chat
it was
with
great.
Him?
Great, absolutely.
Oh, good man. Good man.
20
He's
minutes.
Gonna, incidentally, that's Oscar's friend who I believe will, someday Oscar will be saying, I have a friend in politics, ladies and gentlemen. I think Dominique's going to go very, very far. He's a brilliant, brilliant young guy. It was a terrific football player. Yeah. And
he graduates
this guy,
tomorrow from Harvard Business School.
Harvard Business School.
Couldn't get into VCU. NYU, the Tisch School of the Arts, they had a pretty good commencement speaker.
Who they have?
Robert De Niro.
Oh, really?
And this is actually pretty funny. He says that they're effed, but he doesn't mean it in a negative way.
Thank you for inviting me to celebrate with you today. Tisch graduates, you made it. And you're
f***ed.
When it comes to the arts, passion should always trump common sense.
What he went on to say is that they have obviously got the passion for the arts.
Right.
And it's always going to be an uphill battle for them.
It is. I mean, and I tell my daughter that all the time.
But he applauds them for going that far with it.
I tell my daughter, who waltzed into New York City over the weekend and last weekend and got 4 jobs in one day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she was able to pull that off, and she's actually editing out the job she's going to do. She's going to work her ass
if
off.
If she was Oscar, she would take all 4 jobs. Now, this, I just want to close with this. We talked about on and on last week about about how wonderful the last week of Letterman shows were and how amazing his final show was. This was the trending late show topic from Friday when you have Jimmy Fallon singing Barbershop Quartet with Sting, and it doesn't even sound like the song they're trying to do. Ladies and gentlemen, if this is where late night's at, I'm out.
You don't have to put on that red, red light.
Lots of cheering.
Oh, it's fun.
Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night. Roxanne. You don't have to wear.
I don't mind the idea.
Was that before or after he did the concert in the subway with U2?
You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right.
Mike, amazingly, concurrent with that.
Oh, concurrent with that.
He was doing them both at the same time. Keep up the mediocre work, Jimmy Fallon. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Welcome back, Mike. Have a great
That's it. We
Tuesday,
gotta get out of here,
buddy.
Another Michael Mara show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMaraShow.com. Did we sound bitter during that last little exchange about Jimmy
Oscar
Fallon?
Oscar has a theory. He says we hate all skinny people.
Thank you.
I think it's true.
If you want to, hey, we like Dave. He was skinny.
Yeah.
If you want to correspond with the Michael Mara show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796. Leesburg, Virginia, 20177 to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, and we just had a holiday, 3-day weekend, so you got to get your ass in gear, too.
Yeah. Get your head out of your ass.
Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it, too. For Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.